Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Cause they, I feel like your boobs are a good H or something.
E.
You said H.
To hear what are yours? Just kidding.
Bigger than yours?
Oh. No, nope. Cause I'm breastfeeding. My boobies are huge right now.
Uh-huh. It's the fact that Meg said it mad calmly. So to hear, what's the size of yours?
See there. She ain't got big boobs. She got big nipples. So puffy nipples.
My nipples are so huge. They got even bigger.
You got like silver dollar nipples?
Right.
These are bigger than that.
This is Meg's boob. This is her nipple.
It's about right. You know that's what happened. Your nipples get dark and big when you have a baby.
You got them corn dog nipples.
Well, while you're pregnant and while like breastfeeding and stuff, yeah. It's like so your baby can find your nipple. It's like, I guess because they're blind when they're first born.
Expand. Because I was like, what the fuck? My shit did they expand? They did.
It goes back. It'll go back, but
the nipple expanded or
the areola?
Yeah, areola. This shit expands. And I had grew another nipple. It was weird. Remember Lulu when I grew that other nipple? I was telling you another nipple came in while I was pregnant.
Like, wait, at the same place as your other nipple? Or?
Yeah, it was like, it was weird. So I had
like it made your one nipple bigger?
No, it was one nipple here and then another one over here. It was the weirdest shit.
Did it work?
No, it's not like it was squirting milk, but it was another little nipple. It was weird. Remember, you guys don't remember me saying that? I mean, this is almost 4 years ago now, but I was like, yo, I'm growing another nipple. I said it on the show several times.
But wait.
Did it go away or is it still there?
Gone now.
So was it a nipple or was it a mole? That sounded like a skin tag.
No, it was a nipple. It looked just like how nipples look and then they have all the little bumps around the bigger nipple. It
could have just been a mole.
That's called alveoli or something. That was just an addition. That was like a Montgomery gland or something like that. It's a gland that helps to
turn it to a whole nother nipple next to the gland. What? Nipple.
I was just gonna ask, was it pleasurable? Did you ever like flick that nipple and was like, yeah, that's the one?
No. Yeah. No, I did not. You never tried it? Not once?
No. If I got a third nipple, I'm gonna see what it do.
I had zero. They always say pregnant women are so horny.
You had no drive, no sex drive when you was
on? No, and not after I had her, no.
Do you have a lot of hormones on your body?
Like, is it back now?
Oh, it's back.
It's back now.
And I just went crazy. So 40, women's sexual peak is 40. So once we hit 40, our hormones are like, all right, let's get it. So it came back. It's every other Tuesday. That should be crazy too. So it's back.
Every other Tuesday?
Why every other Tuesday?
On a schedule.
On schedule, you hear me?
Every other Tuesday.
I'm like, I need supervision now. Like, I need a for real supervisor.
they call those pimps. All right, that's enough time, my boy. Got to get the next one in here. That's definitely.
That's why I listen.
That's how they be. That's enough time, my boy. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Robert.
It's in the cut.
Your daughter over there trying to hate on you. Hey, girl.
You want to be a star too?
She knows that I'm working. And so I give her puddings and stuff to distract her. She don't normally get enough. So now she wants ice cream. Now she asking for shit that's just wild now.
Pat, you was on an all-white boat party yesterday, huh?
Oh, he's froze. Still there.
I don't know how to screenshot on this computer. I'm on. Somebody got to screenshot that.
Hold on, I'm gonna do it.
He froze.
We should all do it. We should all make the face and then do it. I left.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, I got it.
You got it? You got it, Lou?
Yeah. You're on an all-white party.
Yeah, you just stopped it up on that all-white party after Labor Day. Tacky ass.
Yeah, y'all cool with wearing white after Labor Day, or you just don't give a fuck? You're going to do whatever you want to do.
I do not care.
I don't wear white before or after because I've got like a big-ass thing of milk. It's not happening.
What? What?
I don't wear white. I can wear black to all white parties. Like, I do not wear white. No.
Why did wait? What was the first thing you said?
Oh, you said you look like a big thing of milk? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Tanisha, no, you do not.
But I do.
You look like a full gallon. Shut up.
I don't wear white. This won't happen.
I wear white because I be spilling too much stuff. I'm clumsy.
You are.
I love wearing white, but whatever it is that I'm wearing, I'm not going to wear it again. Like, it's one and done. Like,
You don't even try to clean it?
Because I'm clumsy as hell. I'm going to spill something on it somehow, some way that can't get out.
Yeah.
Well, you can't even really wear white with kids anyway. Even if I did wear white, I definitely can't wear white with a toddler. It's a wrap.
Nope.
You can barely wear black. So,
how many times you wore them white shoes?
Those are gray.
They gray?
Yeah, I was trying to see if I had.
Those are white.
No, they gray.
He's slew-footed, so he over here trying to walk to 7-Eleven and they got their
white.
They're gray. They're gray suede. They're gray and navy.
Oh, wow. They were white.
They
were not white.
They were, but you know, Tahir be leaning in his shoes, so then it scuffed them up and made them white.
Meg, if you try to put a bra on right now, we would hear the elastic break.
Oh my God.
Maybe, possibly, yeah.
Hey, no, baby. Once you got to your bag, you would hear.
Oh, Tahir, only you would know the struggle.
You know, I got a big back, but I freeze the nipple. I ain't covering my nips up.
You love having your nipples out. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Your nipples are probably, I feel like they're not even sensitive because as much air as that you just they let rolling over your nipple.
I've heard of some guys liking
freckles.
Huh?
Is your chest covered in freckles?
Nah, not like
yes,
not like
it is.
That.
Let me
they're
see.
Down there. They're down there, but it's not covered in freckles. I've heard of guys like liking their nipples sucked and all that, like it's an arousal spot for them. Not
you don't?
Nah, really? You might as well suck my elbow. My elbow
nipples
and my
desensitized.
Nipple
he didn't have them out so much.
You said what?
I said your nipples are desensitized. You had them out so much.
That might be true, man.
Them.
Well, I just want to run up and bite one just to see. Be like, nah, he was telling the truth, y'all.
I mean, pain still is a receptor. The pain receptors still work there. It's just not pleasurable.
Mythbusters. See these nipples.
She said, run up and buy one. Jesus.
Hey, it's almost Tuesday to here. Be careful.
I'm not paying for that service. That's not what I request.
She said, it's back, all right. I'm going to bite your nipples, man. Calm down.
I told you, it's out of control.
How do we even get there? Like, yeah, I'm going to bite his nipples.
Hey man, different story. I don't yuck nobody's yum. Go for it, shawty. Meg, what you like for foreplay, Meg? Like flashcards?
Ooh, yeah, flashcards.
That was mad racist.
Was right.
No, that was more of a play on her being a nerd than Asian.
I love a good flashcard.
But sometimes being Asian and nerd goes hand in hand. So
a lot of times it does, but this is just knowing Meg. When I think of Meg, I think of nigga anyway. I don't even like the Asian part don't come into play till she started talking about it. I'm just thinking of Meg being a nigga. Meg is always Meg would always be on everybody for being late. She have one kid and she lose every watch that she's ever owned in her fucking life.
Don't talk to me about that because you have never been a mom, so I don't want to hear nothing about that.
What being
you
on
try
time?
Being on time with a little person?
I don't Meg, don't try to make no excuses. You was late for this, nigga. You ain't even got to go nowhere.
That because I had kids at home.
That's the worst. You see, I'm sliding.
That's what I'm saying. Tahir don't even know. You have never been a mom. You may have looked like one.
Tahir's used to slide puddings to himself. That's why. He's over here. It was for me.
You having a good time over there?
Crafty.
Yikes.
Hey, Pat. What's up, y'all? Like a little boat trip?
I know you're still hungover.
No, I'm not.
You know,
what
you look
kind of. What was this?
It was like a little yacht function. It was fun.
Okay. Oh, that's who nice. Flew you out to the
Denver Broncos. Everybody was there.
I kept trying to understand why Pat was the only one with booty shorts on. I was like, nigga, what's going on at this party?
I got the I just gave head ponytail.
Wow. It was a lot of thigh out. A lot of thigh out on this video, on this story. I was like,
are you and Quantrell back together?
Got a little sloppy toppy. Hello.
I think Pat had his thong pulled all the way up. It was past his hips, so you could see the whale tail.
He had his thong up here and he had his low rise jeans on.
Oh, that's where we started.
That's cloud right. Nine. I'm on cloud Patrick.
I had to get him in while I could. We was on the road. I was like, all right, let me get in and get out.
Hey, oh, Pat, no. do you test your own cloudy shorts, the girl ones? I always wondered that. Do you like put them on and be like, that's the cut is back there?
He bent over trying to twerk a little bit. Then we can put these in the production.
Damn, finish with y'all.
I know better than to give a real answer, so just keep going.
It's okay. We know you do. That's good. But they're really cute though. I like mine. Thank you. It makes
somebody
me think I have a big
crazy. Thank you. Hold on.
Somebody
water a pair. Let me see. Are they back in stock so I can order?
I don't think so.
Let me check. You put a little note in each package, like tested by Pat. Each shorts tested by Pat.
At the cheeks clown.
Inspector Pat.
You take it out of the package, like, why does this smell like incense already?
Patchouli oil.
That's his essence. That's the love that come with every package, you know?
I love it. Hey, you make plus size shorts, Patrick. They're discriminatory in the sizes.
No, they're not. I think they go up to 3X.
Why you hit me with the 3X?
Look, if you have a lot of thighs.
I just said the range. I didn't say what you needed.
I needed the 3.
This ain't a good time to start the first topic, nigga. Come on.
I was about to say, I looked at the time, I was like, we should start. I was like, no, let's see.
I want to tour Pat's warehouse now. I want to see
all the mannequins are in the shape of Pat. Like,
it's just ass and dreads.
Ass and dreads.
Wait. All the cloudy shorts mannequins like this with their white like,
and the dreads just dangling like.
Oh, like all this. Right, this is good a time for us to jump right into the first topic.
But
we're gonna do that right after this.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. There were plenty of times over the last year where I was just stuck in bad problems and bad situations, and I did not know how to solve them. It could be extremely tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. That's where BetterHelp comes in. After these past few years, I had to do something. I had to try something to get my mental back on track. BetterHelp was that, and it was everything I expected and more. Therapy helped me slow down and process things a lot better. Also in a way to where I can benefit myself and benefit others. Being in therapy now, I definitely feel more like myself and way less stressed out over situations, way more confident in how to deal with things. There are different benefits to therapy, man. I'm talking about unloading your stress, emotional healing, helping with anxiety and depression. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists online at any moment in time you want to. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/squad.
All right, before we jump into the first topic, I want to give a shout out to our special guest. We got Kenesha Buss in the house. Make some noise. Bah, 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 bah. Shout out to the original squad. We got Lulu Gonzalez, Pat Cloud, Meg Scoop, and of course, I'm to hear more. Let's jump right into it. The first topic today we have, would you rather play 21 questions with your parents versus your ex?
Hey, Pat, does your cloudy shorts smell like your coochie? Bring it back. Bring it back.
20 That's about like she was holding on to that for the last 5 minutes.
I had to say,
I gotta get this shit out.
Nigga, that wasn't even a buzzer beater. The crowd had already left the auditorium. This nigga came back in and hit a three for the bleachers.
I'm calling, come back, everybody. Come back. Gucci. All right, what's the topic?
I'm a bag. Does yours smell like sashimi?
Nope, because I'm not Japanese.
Do you leave it out for the goals?
Hey, Pat, you should sell a line of something like a fragrance called Pat's Coochie. Like, that'll really sell.
That would
Pat's
sell out. There's a lot Pat's of women coochie. who yeah. want to smell your cooch.
Is it a three-wick or was it a two-wick?
You said a what? It's a three-wick. It's a John Wick.
Hey. you're such a good sport today, Pat. Thanks.
Pat came out of nowhere. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Does your shorts smell like your coochie?
Here's the pettiest part about it. She was like, "Tahir, you forgot to introduce the guest. Let me get through all of that." I was like, "Hey, Pat."
Just to give her time to think. Mid-Meg.
No, I already had that in the clip. But housekeeping first, okay?
Okay, it's going to be one of these. All right.
What was the topic?
Before I professionally disrespect you.
Professionally disrespect you. All right, what we going with?
A fighting hour.
Wait, what was the question?
21 questions with your parents versus your ex.
Easy.
Are these the same 21 questions you would ask either set?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a nasty game. You could just play regular 21 questions with your parents.
Yeah. Your parents, they get to ask you whatever questions they want. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a deck you're drawing from. You get to create the question. So
I'm gonna go with the ex. Because I don't mind telling these niggas the truth anyway. So yeah, I did it. We not together, so I'm good. Yeah, I did it.
One of the things would be like, "So did you fuck my dad?" You gonna be like,
"What?" Yeah. Don't yeah. tell your mom though. That might fuck some shit up for the family, but I'm good. True story. Anyway,
wow.
I was 28.
Wow, nigga. I was 28. Grow up. I was 28. Grow up.
Grown as hell.
That's what you should have been saying in the mirror. Like,
yo, that's funny. All the questions that your parents could ask you though about stealing stuff, skipping school, all of that. I mean, not that it matters now.
What they gonna do to you, Tahir?
Oh, they're
gonna do to you.
I said not that it matters now, but you know, when your parents are Your parents are mad at you. That's one thing. When they disappointed, that's something different. That hurts more. When your parents say they disappointed.
My parents are real judgy. So nah.
Unless my mom could better. Never be disappointed in me because she had a baby me by somebody else's husband. So whatever I do is like.
I ain't supposed to be here. Hey,
say nothing to you. I ain't supposed to be here.
Like, this is not okay. My mama be like, I can't believe you would do that. It's like, bitch, I can't believe Mr. James is my daddy.
Okay.
Wait, Kenesha, have you ever thrown that back on your mom when she tried to get on you for doing something bad?
All the time. My mom be telling me the story, and this is might be rude to say, and I probably get some flashback. And you know, I got a white mom, so you know you can talk to them a little bit different. And I'm like, yo, you's a cold white bitch. I said that to my mom, like, dirty, like you really fucked that home up. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm a black woman, and I love, you know, you a white woman always coming in fucking up the black household. I tell my mom that all the time.
Yeah.
She know. She be telling me what she did because I know how I was conceived. I know the whole story. White women overshare, so I know a lot. So 21 questions with her, I think I already know everything, and she kind of know everything about me. Oh, so
mom, save your white tears.
Stops drinking Starbucks in the protest. She was so proud to tell me I'm not even gonna get no Starbucks. I'm like, that's why I fuck with you. You know, people ask, but. Yeah, no, she can't. My mom did the most, so it's nothing I would ever. She can't tell me shit, so I could either play with her.
But
or
I feel like I feel like parents have more to ask. Like exes, if I guess it depends on the relationship, but there's like 4 or 5 questions to ask, and then after that, it's just like I don't know. But parents, they can go too deep.
And then it depends does it depend on what ex? Like if it's like someone you still cared about, like, you know, it was a real relationship versus somebody you was like, eh.
I think it was a real relationship. Because that's the one that you would really care about if it was a real relationship. You wouldn't care about somebody that you got with on a dare.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be a little bit more nervous to find out certain things from my parents. Like, you know, like, I don't know. It's like, how you really feel about me? I don't know.
Some good secrets too, because when Lulu was in the hospital, I was taking her mom everywhere. Me and her mom stopped. I took her up to the Overlook. She was giving me all the tea. I was like, dang, I can't even tell Lulu this. She don't even know.
I think my mom thought I was dying, and we had like a whole moment, and she was telling me all her business, like when they was like young and like being married and shit like that. And I was like, damn, why you stay with this man? And she was like really telling me shit. I think she really thought I was dying. I think she was really trying to console you too, Kenesha. Like, I think she thought I was like not gonna be here no more. So she was like, I need to tell somebody this shit.
Told me, baby. I was like, Lulu ain't never told me no things like this.
When was this, like, Lulu? When were you in the hospital like this?
A wild scenario.
2018.
I had
a tumor, a really huge fibroid that was destroying my life. And it was like really like this big. And I had to have surgery. And it was like, they didn't want to operate because it was so bad. But I was like, nah, y'all gonna operate on me. Like, y'all gotta take this shit out. And it was like, it's a possibility that we open you up and we can't take it out. So they was like, do you wanna take that chance? I was like, if y'all open me, take that shit out. So like, that was a whole thing. Like when I woke up, it was like, we saved your uterus, girl. Like, you're gonna be okay. Like, I had to get blood transfusion and shit like that. It was like, you were not gonna make it. So my mom was like going insane. So I was like, Kenesha, can you please just take care of my mom? And like, you know, while I'm, cause I had to stay in the hospital for like 3-4 days. So I was like, Kenesha, can you just watch over my mom and take care of my mom? And she was just going through it. So I think she was just talking to Kenesha. She might have been a little drunk too. So
no, she was. We got us some drink. It was like, because it was late and we was overlooking the city. And you know, when you go up to Mulholland Drive, you get emotional. You just see the city. It just make you want to spill your heart out. So I was up there getting all the tea. I was like, well, I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving. Hey, let me say how dope it is that our community has that type of love in it. Mm-hmm. Like, you move to a place like LA and you don't have any family here, and you meet friends that you create that bond with. Like, I don't know a lot of people I would feel comfortable sending out with my mom. And it's really for my friends' comfort, because my mom would be wilding.
Okay? For your friends.
Imogen is different, my nigga. And you know, I just don't want to hear no shits in the streets. So that's super dope, though. I love to hear that, man. That's beautiful, guys.
And I was literally I had broke up with my ex, and then he was supposed to take care of me, and he literally disappeared. And I had nobody. So I had to fly my mom in here. And between my mom and Kanisha is the only reason why, like, I am fully recovered, like, mentally and physically.
Damn.
So it was hard. Super dope. That shit was hard. I couldn't walk. I had a walker. Yeah. Like, I had to give him my walker to Kanisha. I had a whole walker. I had to relearn to walk and shit. And I gave it to Kanisha. I ain't need it no more.
Gave it to Kanisha.
And the day she used it is the day she got you went to the hospital with Bean.
Man,
the one I gave it to you.
I was in labor and everybody believed I wasn't in labor because Bean was 2 months early and I was in so much pain. Everybody was like, nah, it's just gas. I was having a baby the whole time. And so I was like, Lulu, it hurts. And so I had the walker walking around the whole time Bean's coming out. So
nigga.
Funny.
Liz, I'm always amazed at how comics can laugh at it. Like, I've been having a difficult time posting stuff after finding about Kev's brother. That was my dog. But we were at a memorial show last night for Teddy and Jack, and that nigga Ron Taylor hosted the fuck out of that show, man. God. That nigga was so funny last night, bro. It just really set the tone. I remember when Kanisha had finally went home from COVID, and Kev and Angel on tour, and we were doing the heat check, and Kanisha sent me a video of her breathing ventilator. It was like, it's a lot of heat coming off this motherfucker. She was like, heat check.
Yo, because it was getting too hot. I was like, I gotta call the hospital. I think my house gonna burn down. Because I'm watching 24 hours a day. And I was like,
she can barely breathe, and she sent me the video talking about heat check.
Kanisha will call me with the mask on and trying to tell jokes. I was like, if you don't go rest, why? She's laughing. I'm like, bitch, if you don't get off the phone, why are you talking? We was on the phone for 45 minutes. I was like, get off the phone, cracking jokes.
I was lonely.
Nigga, comics have resilient spirits, bro. That shit was so goddamn funny. That's dope, though. That's really dope. That's a beautiful thing.
With that being said, I'm gonna go 21 questions with my ex. So I brought back around.
That works. All right, that works.
Wait, 21 questions is back and forth, right? Or no? How do you play it?
You get 21 and don't they get 21 or?
Yeah.
Damn, no, that's, what's that, 42? Wow, we didn't agree to that shit with the wizard.
How does it go? They ask you a question and then you answer it and they also have to answer the question and then it's my turn to ask?
Is it 21 questions where you answer the question or you take a shot?
Wait, what?
Shots?
I thought 21 questions, you either have to answer the question or you take a shot. Because truth or dare, you have to do the truth or you have to do the, I mean, tell the truth or do the dare.
Well, in 50 Cent's song, he asked her 21 questions. It wasn't back and forth. She didn't ask him shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, 50 was like, in jail, so he had to write the letter.
He was in jail.
He's like, bitch, this is all the time I got. I got 21 questions for you real quick.
Okay, they said it can be one-sided or you can ask questions back and forth.
You got to do back and forth. You got
to ask 10 questions.
Because
somebody will get 10 and somebody
will get 11. Well, somebody will get 11.
No, that ain't fair.
Why you can't get 11? If it's a situation we ask back and
answer.
If we both ask back and forth and then we both got to answer it, I would like that because I would like to do that with my parents because I feel like, you know, your parents were people before you and a lot of times they had a very interesting life that you may not know much about.
Hey, what would your parents ask you? Why you no married?
Why'd you do the accent?
First of all, don't disrespect Sister Thomas with that accent. I'm about to call my mama and tell her you did that, Pat.
Why you no married?
Damn. Yes.
Why show that's the end of the game. That's the end of the game right there. That's the only question they got, Pat.
Yeah. Well, they just asked that, they asked that 20 more times.
Why you? No, Mary. Mary, will you?
I ain't laughing, Meg.
I'm laughing.
Don't worry, my baby father lived down the street, so I'm just laughing because goddamn, it's a cold game out here.
I will still want to play with my parents because I want to know about their life.
My mom has no problem telling me. She does it in a way like she's trying to help me. Like, I did this too. But she was telling me one time we were talking about like just sex. And she was like, yeah, you know, before I got with your father, I was out there. I was taking guys down. I was like, you was getting took down. She's like, no, baby, I did the fucking. I was like,
that's a wild ass thing to hear.
All she said, no, baby.
What did you do? You just shook your head? Did your inside?
I did. I made this face right here. I said, well, I'm gonna go ahead and head out.
He hit his parachute.
No. She hit him with one of these. No, baby. I did the fucking one of these little tin things.
She took a hit of my
a little.
little noogie. No, baby. I did the fucking.
I don't know. My parents have been pretty open and honest with me, and things I've observed as a kid anyway. Like, I used to always see my dad with a long ass pinky nail. I was like, why you got this one long ass pinky nail? Like, what you been doing, man? What you was in these streets like
that drug shovel?
Yeah, and
the
I remember
drug back shovel.
The drug shovel. So I got a clear idea of who they were as humans. I kind of want to know a lot about my ex. I got a lot of questions.
Would y'all ever ask your significant other their body count?
No.
You don't want to know that?
Because they're going to ask me what's mine. And I don't need you.
Yeah. I
don't play that game.
I think at this big age is different. If I was in my 20s, I probably would. But in my 30s, I don't think I care anymore.
Right.
Okay. No.
I want you to be a hoe before you whip me.
It don't
because
matter.
Well, like, wait. Is there a level of like that's too much? Like, for example, what's that one rapper chick that says she like had sex with like 2,000 people? Would you want to know that if you was with somebody and they had sex with 2,000 people?
That's a crazy number.
That's a real crazy number.
That's a crazy number. But she justified it by saying she fucked niggas and bitches. So she was like, you know what I mean? Like her number's bigger just based off of
justified.
That.
That's still people.
Yeah.
That's still a lot. Fluid. Would it matter to you if somebody, if like, would you still want to know if their number was 2,000?
You know it how many people she had to say hi to outside? Like, hey, what's up?
I think it don't make a difference as long as you're clean. Because I know people that have had 5 and got something and somebody that had 100 and ain't never. To me, as long as you're healthy and it's clean, because I always did. Well, and this is how I justify my bullshit. We have one life to experience the human experience. And so I feel like that's what I tell myself. Like, nigga, you only got one life. Like, so you should be able to experience. I have a lot of love to give and I love men and I love, you know, I love new men. And I like, just feel like,
I love it.
They be like, hey, you trying to fuck? She be like, shit, I do only got one life.
That's what happens.
And it is every other Tuesday today.
It is every other Tuesday.
Especially every other Tuesday. I'm like, bitch, fuck it. I mean, it's just be crazy.
Was that her walking to him?
Especially after I almost died. Like, oh my gosh. Everybody right. that I said no to, like, you know what? I've been thinking.
I've been thinking.
I might have judged too quickly.
So I just do
you said
know,
I love new, like it new men. It
all right, let's put it to a vote. We can jump into this next one.
X.
Parents.
X.
X. What'd you say, Kanisha?
X.
And I'm gonna go X too. So X is having on that one. We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless starting at just $15 a month, I thought there was a catch. But after talking to them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. I'm saving way more money with Mint Mobile than I did with my other wireless service. So for anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family. And at Mint, family starts at two lines. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number with all your existing contacts. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/squad. That's mintmobile.com/squad. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/squad.
Next topic of the day. You have a pill that can make something bigger and a pill that can make something smaller. Which one are you taking?
Something on you?
Yeah. Not your bank account.
Wait, what would you want smaller?
Why are y'all, my stomach, bitch, what are y'all talking about? What do you want smaller? Bitch, I don't give that speed of a question.
Give me a speed of a fact.
Oh my God, it's dumb.
Yeah, you would have made me scared. Look at this.
That's not how this wizard works. He would shrink your actual stomach organ and we would be the same shape.
And then No, that's not how this works.
Which wizard you been talking to? This sounds like a Craigslist wizard.
It can be the...
What else would this be? A real one?
The body part of your choice. You can take something to make something smaller or something bigger.
Mm.
Smaller.
So Kanisha said her stomach. Meg is going to go with her back. Yeah. Pat, what are you going with?
I don't want any
bigger pack.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You want to make your coochie smaller, so you're gonna take this. Say it again.
You got that snapback. Come back.
Why would you want a small coochie though? I've never heard somebody.
I don't know, Pat. Why, Pat? Tell us.
Y'all see those videos where they're like people be walking and they trip and fall, and you see the baloney go across the guitar or something.
The baloney.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like it'd be a chick walking, then she'll fake trip over something, then you see like pieces of roast beef or something.
No, I think that's your daydream. I think that's what you see in your daydream.
I'm gonna find the video and send it to
you. You have your special vision.
Pat, you like one of the videos. I saw you was on the Instagram of
I think you envisioned roast beef dangling over somebody's balls.
No, it was roast beef. I know how roast beef looks.
Roast beef has a very similar look. Roast beef just fall out and then just.
He's like, nobody else sees this? Does nobody else see it?
So nobody else see the roast beef fairy. It's just me.
Roast beef fairy?
It's the ghost of Tahir's past.
I see what this is. This is gang on Tahir. You trying to get me back, man.
You see
I said all this shit out.
I somebody get hit on their head.
It worked.
And then when they get hit on the head, the little birdies come out.
Lou, don't fall, when somebody get hit, roast beef come out. Lou, don't do it. Me and you good, Lou. Me and you good.
He is haunted by a barbecue recipe. He wakes up and there's brisket and chicken.
Don't let it work, guys. Don't let it work.
It's funny.
Every day I see them.
Hey, the barbecue sauce is like Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass.
The doctors like to hear you're just eating too much barbecue. No, I'm telling you. There was ribs under my bed last night.
No, guys, come on, let's get back on Pat. Remember, he has a coochie.
Stop storing them there.
Pat has a coochie. Come on, guys, remember all the fun we had?
Does the coochie look like roast beef?
Hey, coochie Pat.
Roast beef coochie Pat is what he said. Extra lady.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my face hurts.
Not going out without a fight.
Roast sugar plum dancing on his head. He's gonna change the whole Christmas carol. Watch. He's gonna be roast beef from the past, future, and the present.
Come on, Lou. Don't do it. Don't fall for it.
Roast beef roasting on an open fire.
Brisket nipping at your nose.
I got the lovely roast beef.
I don't think he really wrote this out. Roast beef, roast beef, roast beef, roast beef.
I am finished.
That was a good switcheroo. That nigga came back with that one. Got everybody on the side with it. I was like,
come on, guys, barbecue beats.
That's the mixtape, barbecue beats.
Oh my goodness.
But never forget, Pat has a coochie.
That part.
Oh man. I want to hear what you fellas are making bigger with this pill.
But Meg would need one pill for each shoulder. She would need one pill for this shoulder. She would need one pill for this shoulder. He's like, hey, it can't do both.
She'd be waiting all her life to wear a backpack. She's been seeing kids on the bus.
I'm a wizard.
Everybody else had backpacks. Meg had a duffel bag on both shoulders.
No, I had that suitcase with wheels.
You did.
Together. You
did. I could see you. That's the Asian in you.
The backpack with the wheels on it.
Yeah, you pull your shit like a baby suitcase.
Always weird at school.
Got a little baby suitcase. I see you.
Oh, God.
I did the bigger pill. I would do like a bigger booty or bigger boobs. Probably bigger boobs.
Could I make my forehead smaller?
Yeah, your pill. You could do whatever you want with the pill.
I think one area.
But Lou, what if we did that and then we looked weird? What if we looked hella? I've been thinking about that. Like, if I had a regular size forehead, what if I just looked weird? Like, if my dread started right here, I would be flabbergasted.
Oh no.
See, what if that look crazy?
That look kind of different, man.
It's only different because you got to get used to it. That's all.
Yeah. Dang, now I never noticed your forehead until you did
and
that.
Damn, right. And then put it back. I was like,
why you do that? I never noticed.
That motherfucker there, though. That motherfucker president and accountable.
I didn't know you had a big forehead until just now. Yeah, you removed it. I was like, oh, snap, you do got a big forehead.
Well, they say girls with big ass foreheads got good pussy. So I'm gonna keep the.
Oh, I thought it just meant you were smarter.
No, she also can't. Also means she can't get on top because if she slip forward, she gonna kill that nigga.
It's good weight distribution if you're doing doggy. It's like
that's a whole new meaning to top heavy.
Great at that. I'm great at that. My head goes fast
with that and the forehead. That nigga's dead.
It's a good balance.
Y'all check your phone right now. Check your phone right now. I just sent everybody a goddamn text. You're not going to play with me like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking. Kanisha, oh, you on your phone, Kanisha. You're checking out the words.
Did you just make this? Did you tell John?
Yeah.
Somebody to make this for you? Put some... I ain't never seen this before, ever.
Somebody fell and the roast beef is on it.
You mean when she used the roast beef as a pussy like and you slayed a string? That's what you said.
That's what I was saying. That was Pat.
No, you made it seem like there was roast beef dancing around.
And yeah. No, right. I was saying it like she tripped and her lips were the roast beef. They were doing this.
That was one piece of roast beef. It triggered you into like a whole fantasy, right? And there was roast beef mountains and lakes of honey mustard.
Not the accent, though.
Pause the accent.
I can see.
And at first it was bologna.
It was a cold eagle.
Past the brisket tree.
It was a ball kegel.
It was a chicken sausage flying through the sky. Look at the grill marks that my eyes can feast on.
I hate you.
Where is this place? Oh, I ate it. You should have been there.
No, bon appetit.
I ate
that village.
I woke up with this coochie top out. Somebody ate. Somebody trying to eat. Somebody.
I ate the whole place. Even the.
Coochie versus roast.
Onward to the brisket borders.
We have you little feasting to do.
Oh, my contact's gonna come out. Stop playing.
I can't.
Oh man.
Conquering barbecue territories is hilarious. should be some type of cartoon.
It's like Zelda, but like with barbecue. You just see little Tahir walking around with his fork and knife and a cape. Like,
it's actually a bib. You got to spin it around to the front.
That's his super. That's his special. That's how he get away. He spins the bib and he flies. And
then y'all are really building this out. I'm actually impressed.
I've reached the gummy bear castle.
Time to beat the big boss.
Like a big graham cracker lowers.
The marshmallow guards come out.
No weapons, just hands.
No, it ain't even no weapons because here she's busy eating all of it.
They're throwing napkins at him. Like
the marshmallow man shaped like man.
No, that's you. That's your body type.
You should have been here. You're late.
Oh man.
Somebody gotta animate this.
Please, someone, anyone.
What y'all going with?
But wait, we didn't talk about one thing though. The fact that whatever you make bigger or smaller, nothing else in your body changes. So does that make your whatever look weird?
Proportion?
Yeah, well, you're not gonna be proportion, right?
Titties. You'll enjoy it. You said you wanted to do titties. It don't matter. Get the titties, I'm telling you.
My back is gonna hurt though.
It don't matter.
Your back hurt regardless.
I think your back will be fine.
I think the boys, I didn't hear what you guys said you would do. Y'all didn't say what you would do.
Yeah.
Meg, your back been training for titties, actually. It's like we ready. We ready.
You talk about proportion. Your titties will finally be in proportion to your back.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about that.
Finally. My back got a whole Rocky montage getting ready for the titties.
You'll be here any day now.
All right. Well, what would y'all pick? Yeah, Kanishka said, what would y'all pick?
Y'all didn't say nothing.
Tahir would pick the smaller pill so that his waist can now fit his waist trainer.
I was going to be taller.
You've been waiting to use it.
You want to be taller?
Taller wasn't an option.
Yeah.
But the pill can make you bigger.
But it can make your legs bigger.
Oh. Yeah.
Nah, I feel like
you stay bigger and then all of a sudden they go this way instead of this way. You're going to be in trouble.
You got some thick ass thighs, Pat.
I mean, imagine I just get thick, no height added. I'm just thick as hell.
And you're going to be in them 3X shorts with my ass.
Like, man, I want it to be bigger.
Oh, you that's big, all right.
That's what he's sleeping in. Cat sleeping in the big shorts, like a big t-shirt. That has to do with anything.
Wait, the big girl shorts, the cloudy girl
no shirt on, the boy shorts. Oh, no shirt on, just the big girl shorts.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm still picking bigger.
Yeah, Terry, you can make your teeth bigger too.
There you go. His toothbrush will be like, yeah, okay. This makes a lot of sense.
Oh, no. Oh, they're like, okay, well, now we can go to work. Now we can go to work.
Lou, you could always go with ass, so that way you could actually take some bathing suit shots for the back.
I got a nice ass.
You know, she got a little rumple still skin back there. I see you, girl.
Looks like all her pictures like rumples.
Show the cheeks.
She got a little bump right there.
Don't hate it here.
It looked like your screen was buffering. I didn't see nothing.
Don't hate. Don't hate because your ass is not near as mine. We can do some squats together. We can do some squats together. You look like you wear the Amazon shorts that got the ass pumping on it. Like the ones I wore for Damn and That You Scary. Those are the ones you need. I'm gonna get you some of those leggings. I'm gonna get that. Make your ass like hang. I'm gonna get you some. I'm gonna get you. You want those. I can see it in your eyes. They're going to make your freckles shine. Don't worry. It's going to be like
that's what I mean.
Leggings and freckles. Now you ready for that waist trainer, right, Meg?
Yeah, girl. Sorry, oh, dear. You are built like a trash container. I'm sorry. I love you, though.
Yeah.
So what y'all going with?
What kind of trash container?
The one you take to the curb.
I'm trying to think of which one
I'm breaking up, Pat.
You break it up, Pat.
His thighs are expanding right now, guys. Give him a second.
his keyboard is wet and malfunctioning from all the squirting he did on it.
That's just messy. That's just gross.
It's wet from his wop. I be listening to that song like, yeah.
Get it, bitch.
Ooh, okay, where twirling we going his, with twirling y'all?
His, twirling his dreads like,
Shut up, Lou. Camouflage makes you wet.
It do.
Lou be like, you thought I was feeling you? Shit, where'd he go?
Whoa, that was funny.
Oh man!
Oh shit!
When Lou sets the mood, she plays a little snare drum. It's just she starts laughing.
No, it's
the
morning bugle.
It's the morning. She be fucking to the of
every time.
So yes, every morning in the mirror.
Tell the niggas get up and do that little thing you do. Then they got to stand up, pledge allegiance to the flag. Which is stands.
Oh, I can't laugh no more. My face hurts.
You don't be bringing me that dick at all 1800 hours, okay?
Oh, 1800.
Oh, my face hurts.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, what y'all going with, Tahir? Come on, do your job.
What?
Do your job, Tahir.
Probably get me head.
One licky licky. Two licky licky.
Y'all be giving me head. It's hilarious. She got a lingerie, but army boots.
I actually do a joke about that on stage, Pat.
What?
I had this lingerie camouflage and I wore some Tims with it.
I wouldn't know what to think.
That's what he said. He was all types of confused.
Tims. No socks. Like,
oh, shit.
I'm gonna go with bigger.
We spent too much time on this one. We didn't even get to the last.
I'm gonna go with bigger. No, smaller.
What you making smaller?
Damn. Okay, bigger.
What you making bigger?
My ass. I don't know what you been told, marching ass looking.
It don't hurt to have a little extra plump. I'll take a little extra plump.
Come on, little.
I mean, it does a nice on its own, but I wouldn't mind a little bit more.
Hey, man, the lingerie.
You don't make me post an ass picture now today, too. Tia. Don't play with me. Don't fuck with that.
You welcome, niggas. In North Carolina.
I can't post that. No. I had to take that down.
Which one,
baby? It's a picture of me in like some booty shorts, like real, real cut booty shorts on the back of a motorcycle. And Kanisha took that picture. And I had to take that picture down. It was doing way too much. And then there's another picture I have where it's literally, I was doing some Chris Brown modeling for Pyramid, Black Pyramid, and it's like a little thong bikini, and like you just see the back. My ass is too crazy. It was too crazy. I took that down. It was too much.
Too crazy. She was
too much ass, son.
Because you know what? Somebody in the comments was like, yo, Lulu be capped. Or all her stories, she be capped. Like, yo, I'm not a loser like you. I don't need a cap. I live a real life. Like, don't be mad because your life is boring. Like, all my stories is facts. I don't got time to lie. I'm too dope to lie.
Show them niggas what's real, Lou. Post it again.
I'll show you what's real. I'm going to do it here for the people because I can't post it on Instagram because
it's devious.
Now, post it in our thread.
Why don't scratch your head like that? Talk about posting in the thread.
Just no, because I didn't know if it would get thread. I don't know if it make the video
post
get flagged.
Post it and get that's some what... free cloud shorts. Because look how Patrick looking. Post it and get the shorts, girl.
No.
Pat, listen, you better know that Pat's legs are crossed. He got a cup of tea and a Virginia candy? Slim.
You said what?
I said Pat's in like his legs are crossed and he got a Virginia Slim and a cup of tea in his hand.
Yeah, post it, Lou, so he can use you as his model instead of himself.
Yeah.
Can't see it.
Okay, booty.
Oh, the light. I'm sorry.
Back.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We see a little cake. Okay, cake. Okay.
Yes, cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow me, Pat.
That's all the booty dips in the 90s.
Real booty. That's a real booty.
Yeah.
That's like the Tupac music video booties.
Yes.
Oh, what's wrong with pumps that? And a bump booty.
No, that's a bomb.
That's good. That's real natural plumpness.
That fashion.
Okay.
I'm not a BBL girl. I'm not a fake ass bitch. Literally fake ass bitch.
Let him know. Shit, Lou.
I've actually never had any models that had a BBL. It's all been natural bodies.
You or had so a couple that had BBLs, you just didn't know.
Right.
Sorry to break it to you, bro. Bitch is sick.
They take this fat out of my stomach and put it in my ass, everybody better watch out. You hear me? It'd be ridiculous.
How big you want your ass to be?
It's already back there, but I'm just saying.
It's hard.
And that's why the Lord can't give you everything, okay?
That fat transfer, baby.
Y'all dope.
When you get your fat transfer out to here?
Huh?
Where you gonna get your fat transfer at?
Shit, I don't know. Shit. Probably my neck. Give me a neck or something. I've been wanting to wear a turtleneck my whole life and shit.
Well, you should be able to. That's the perfect, you're the perfect person to wear a turtleneck. You don't need a slim neck for that.
Nah, I just ain't got a neck, period. I really ain't got no neck. These chains are clipped onto my shirt. They don't actually go all the way.
That's a dead-ass turtle. That turtle dead as hell.
That turtle ain't got no neck.
He's just thinking out the whole time, like, no.
Ooh. You got turtle soup over there.
Wait, so you're doing, wait, which one you doing to here?
Smaller.
I'm doing smaller. I'm doing my stomach smaller.
Me too.
I thought you were doing the titties, Meg.
I was, but then I'd rather have my stomach small. You know, girl, after you have two kids, things just be shifting, so.
Good to know.
Okay. Well, we already know my answer.
Lou, you said you're going smaller too?
I'm going to go bigger. I want a big ass. I'm a big, right, natural big ass.
Pat, you getting a big ass too?
No, I just want my same proportion scaled up. So I'm just like, I don't want.
Also, your booty is bigger with also your body. Okay.
Nigga, them shorts finna go crazy.
Even though I clarified,
you guys still went shorts gonna be flying off the fucking shelves, my boy.
Yep.
I still went for it.
Cow booty, baby.
You're for it. So you want a bigger coochie?
I even did this.
Bigger coochie. That's all bigger.
Khadijah, you said you was going smaller?
Smaller midsection, yeah.
Okay, so it looks like the smallest have it on that one. Thank y'all so much for watching, man. We didn't even get a chance to get to the last topic, but we appreciate y'all watching. We'll do it next week. Double back on it.
Wait, is this the first time that's happened to here?
Nah, this ain't first time.
Oh, I'm about to say. It's like
the second or third. It's like second, third.
Remember, like 2 weeks ago, we couldn't even decide on one and we just skipped it.
Just made one up. That was fun.
Yeah, but we still got three in, though. We still, this one, we only got two in. Shout out to our special guest, Khadijah Buss, for coming through and blessing us one time for the one time. Shout out to the original squad. We got Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud. And of course, I'm to hear more. We appreciate y'all watching again. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Patrick got a coochie.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.